from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river barge, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Kind of a rainy morning. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Mike. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm good, Mickey. How about you?
Can't complain.
Can't quite get past last night, but.
Well, that's.
That was ugly.
I mean, I felt so sorry for Eric Geddy. It didn't matter what he threw, they were going to knock the crap out of it. I mean, it just.
Yeah, well, he's kind of like the pretty much every pitcher they brought in kind of got beat up a little bit. So. I don't know. I mean.
Went from what a no hitter the last time he pitched in 7 2/3 yeah. innings to that.
Yep. Yeah. You know, we're supposed to sweep the Reds. I mean, come on, Jesus Christ.
They got our number, kind of like Kansas City had for a while, you know, till we
swept. Yeah, was, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, St. Louis back in the days was who had our number.
But Albert Pujols.
just all of it. I mean, that was.
Brad Lidge never recovered from that. Lights out Lidge went to lights out for good. Boy, that was bad.
Yeah. No, I'm in Madisonville right now, so I'm not getting that rain you getting. So. I'm up there, Rusty's. Got his hands full right now with hurricane work, and kids got East Montgomery County show this week, and it's just. It's a nightmare, so, but he,
Boy, I don't know how these parents do it this day and age with all the, you know, they have several kids and all of them are involved in every kind of activity in the world. I don't know how they do it. I just know. Nope.
But, yeah, you know, we've had this wet year and his grass up here is just unbelievable. I mean.
Yeah.
And he spent the whole Labor Day weekend up here mowing, and I mean, he's mowing with a bad wing. He still ain't got it all mowed. He had about, I don't know, 30, 40 acres still left to mow, so I come back up here yesterday and got on it, and problem of it is you can't make no time with it. It's just the grass is so thick.
That's what Blaine and them has been going through in South Texas. I mean, you got to slow everything down. It's just, boy, it's tough.
Yeah. I mean, I can mow some of it. I can mow in second gear, but most of it you got just first gear is the only thing you can do. It's just that thick. So. But cows are happy. So.
Yeah, they are. Fat and sassy.
Yep. I mean, people, that's not in the agricultural part of it and all that, they don't understand, you know, for the past 4 or 5 years, you know, we've been pretty much in a drought. But we definitely ain't in no drought no more.
No, I believe that's over with, brother.
Yeah, for the time.
That price of beef, you think that price of beef would come down, but it's not.
Oh, no. Absolutely not, you know. So now the future's on that. You know, Rusty doesn't know on that. Future's on that. They don't even see no end right now. You know, and it's good. The cattle industry, they deserve what they're getting right now because they're getting it too. We're paying high price at the meat market. But you know, in the past, when we had to pay all them high prices at the meat market, the cattlemen
the cattle farmers weren't getting the money.
But they are now, brother. Trust me. It is stupid. Absolutely stupid what these guys are bringing.
Well, I don't eat near these days as I used to.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's an all-time record high on the price of what the cattlemen are getting for their calves.
Yeah, well, everything's at all-time record high.
Yeah. But
if it has anything to do with food.
Yeah. At least it's, you know, it's, at least the cattle growers they're benefiting off of it. And it's, and there's listeners on here that know what I'm talking about, but it's just stupid crazy what these calves are bringing. And then I don't have no problem, you know, because it's always been the opposite. You know, you go to the meat market and hamburgers sky high and the cattle growers are not benefiting off of that. That's
right.
You know, it's always been a problem. So, but you're right. Everything's out. You know, it's like diesel. I've been paying attention to diesel. The cheapest I filled up yesterday in Conroe at $2.80.
Really?
Yep. But you go right next door and it's $3.05. I mean, you know. And then
cheapest I can find it's $3.19, $3.29, you know.
All of Cleveland, Conroe area, everything's under $3 right now.
Yeah.
Except, you know, Lowe's and stuff like that. But then I come up here and I mowed pretty late. Then I run to town, got me something to eat and Buggies. In Milesville, it was $3.19.
Yeah.
You know, and Buckies generally, you know, pretty competitive, but
yeah, they are.
But no, everything. Usually. Usually. But, you know, you're in Madisonville too. But we lost a good one this week.
Who did we lose now?
Scott Clary's dad passed away, and I mean, that's. You want to talk about an icon of that high country out there in Eagle Lake, Navasota, Eagle Lake, Rock Island, all that. I mean, he was the pioneer of all that stuff out there. And but he's been suffering for a while, and, you know, he's in a better place now. So, anyhow, that's the original Coast Prairie Outfitter Scotter right there. I don't know how old that goes back, but it goes back a ways because I'm here. I've heard some stories about that.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so seems like every time we turn around, we lose one. So,
well, we're at that age. It's just
that's true.
Part of life.
Yeah, it is. Part of it.
Part of life, brother.
Yep. So, you know, and as far as fishing, you know, it's September. I listen to you, Blaine. Saturday morning when I was going deer lease after I talked to you, you talked to me, whatever. I was not blaming you and little boy.
James,
I listened to you James. And James, you know, and it's September. You know, that's all you can say. And, you know, I look back through my books, you know, just September's just not been good for us in Venice. Everything's in transition. Now, the tarpon fishing is, you know, it's kind of, it holds up. But the whole deal over there is kind of like James talking about. they're having a problem getting them fish to eat.
Right.
And did he go this week to the fish will come?
I don't know whether he went over there or not this week, or maybe it was next week that he's going. I'll ask him when I talk to him this morning.
Weather-wise, hadn't been good over there all week, neither. So.
Anywhere in the Gulf. Man, that Gulf's been full of rain forever now.
Yep. So, let's just keep our fingers crossed. So.
Well, I'll so far, so good.
How covered up are you this morning?
Well, we got rain. I mean, some of it's coming inland. It's just staying along the coast, Galveston, and it's out from Matagorda. But, I mean, the whole Gulf is just, it's nuts how much rain there is.
It pushes in, but it spins
down the coast to the going very far inland. I mean, the boot's about the only thing that don't have any rain on it right now over in Louisiana, you know.
Mm. Good
Homer's getting
boys.
A bunch. New Orleans, I mean, all the way from here to there. It's crazy.
Crazy. So. But you never know, you know, it's because... I guess it was day before yesterday. They got about 2 inches up there in Madisonville.
Yeah.
Just one of them bands that just floated up this way, and when it did, it hammered. But it's the same thing as like at the river bottom. Went all day Saturday at the river bottom, never got a drop. And then talked to somebody, and they said Saturday evening late, they got like 2 inches out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sunday morning in about 4 hours, I got 5 inches. We just had that one block.
Oh, you got in on it?
Yeah, that come in off the Gulf and just sat over Galveston Bay for forever.
Wow. Yeah. I saw that Galveston got smoked.
Well, we're sweet. Sweet water.
I got another week home, and then I get back in the saddle, you know. Or little reds, they've kind of disappeared right now because that time of year.
Yeah, they're fixing to do their thing, and
they're doing their thing. So, but
we've got all that good trout fishing coming up this winter. It's going to be
it's stupid right now. From what
yo heyday,
some of the boys that kind of keeping it quiet that I've been talking to. They catching them, weather permitting. That stuff.
Yeah,
you know, that's the big catch right now. Weather. I hope we have a clean October because I've been fishing these guys. I'm fishing in October for 15 or more years, and
yeah,
they're all calling me, so I'm kind of got myself overbooked and. October, but it's what it is.
Yeah, it's
a good day. As long as this old body can handle it.
Yeah.
I just want the weather to cooperate because I'm going to tell you what, last October was pretty brutal, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe we'll get a decent fall this year. One of those good, cool mornings. Warm afternoons, you know, that good fall. Here we go.
It's like
everyday
my
weather.
Yeah, my couple from Sacramento, I was talking to them yesterday. You know, and they come fish 7 days. Well, they actually fish five, but they stay with me 7 days. And last year, I mean, you thought it was January.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first week of October, and we was suited up like, that's supposed to.
Layered up, baby.
Yeah, nasty blowing.
Yep. All right, Mike. Well, hey, buddy, if somebody wants to give you a call about coming over to Venice and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, Mike. Have a good day, bud. See you.
Later.
Later. All right. Angler U. Well, Angler U is committed to steadily expanding its library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding its library of videos to cover all topics and its archive so you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon, whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking. Just go to anglerU.com to become a member today, and you'll receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. Plus, you can save a ton of money off of this. So go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain James Flogg, see what he's up to. Hey, James, what's up? You know about making money at 30 with a wife and a son?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know about
the struggle
money.
Was I real.
I know about losing it, man. I can tell you about that.
Boy, I heard that. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Just got back in town yesterday.
Back in town. Where were you?
A long way, as far as you can drive, till you drive to Mexico.
Oh, Lord.
Man, that went and fished a window down there in South Padre.
Fished a window?
We had the window. When we left yesterday, it was getting it. It was, I guess that low pressure kind of slid back toward there, but we had really good weather. We got one really bad storm one night, but that's because I
was that video I saw on Facebook?
Yeah, I didn't even know Larry was.
Larry threw that up there?
It was pretty wicked, man. It was pretty
boy,
wicked.
Boy, look at Plog, man. I've seen that game before a million times.
Oh, you think I would get smarter. but it was a good...
Are you kidding me?
but we had a good trip. I don't know what to do down there or nothing. Don't know anything, but it's pretty unique. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know. The third day, we finally found a little deal, and it was good. It was good. We had fun, learned a lot. Yeah, I talked to Brian quite a bit. Anybody wants to go down there, they need to call Brian and go down there and fishing with him. He's got it dialed
in. Yes, sir. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Man,
God, he's such a good young guy, man. I really like that boy.
He's a good dude. Him and Justin, we're fishing right next to each other. Him and Justin, who Cameron used to work for, Justin helped me out a lot. You know, got us a place to stay and stuff down there. But, yeah, you know, I'll take a couple of my guys that fish with me. I'll go down there and fish again. But if somebody wants to book a trip, you need to go down there and fish with Brian. It's unique, dude. It's unique.
I like it down there. It's just so darn far, man.
It's a long way, buddy. But, you know, I'm so used to doing it, Mickey. I used to drive to Venice like driving to the grocery store. Because you've done it, just like Jeff Cut, I did it so much. When you haven't done anything like that in years, it was, you know, and we kind of left on a whim. I'm looking at the weather. I said, man, you going fishing anywhere in the whole Gulf Coast, that's the only place you can go. It's got a window. So, it was a twofold deal. I was going to drop Cameron off he went in deck for me down there. I couldn't have done it without him. But I was going to drop in off Port Aransas. He was bringing the boat back home. But we looked at the weather when we left yesterday morning. He said, man, hell with that. I mean, you can't even run down a beach. It's 6 foot. So the boat's just going to set till it just settles out. I looked at it. I don't see this change until like the 14th. 14th or 15th of September.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. It's just a rut. But we had really good weather. It was, you know, the wind comes off the beach down here kind of. And the first day, it was rough. That morning I talked to you because we left here like, oh, man, like 2:15 Sunday morning. And, you know, due north kind of comes straight down the beach over there. It doesn't come off the beach. And but, you know, it's not coming in from the Gulf either. But it was just choppy, and we didn't see much. And then the rest of the days, it got flat. Dude. It got calm. And in the afternoons, the storms come from land kind of going offshore. And we kind of found a little something that second day or whatever. And man, I'm looking at that storm, and I quit kind of paying attention to it. Man, South Texas, it'll never rain here. Well, let me tell you something. It rains. It got nasty, man. Hey, and those dudes down there, they don't know much about no rain. The streets flood, but every afternoon it was like that. But the water's clear. It's pretty. It's pristine. It's just different.
Even
to Louisiana. It's just a totally different animal than going to Louisiana, you know. But I learned a whole lot. You know, I wouldn't hesitate to, you know, I got a select group of guys that I would take down there, you know, my guys.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, some of Brian's guys used to fish with me, and we're all sitting there talking to each other. So, it was fun. Had a good time. It's just, it's tough, man. You can't make no money doing that. It's too far. But what are you going to do, sit right here, twiddle your thumbs? I'm gone, man. It's calm down there. Let's go, man. So that's it. I don't know anybody doing anything here, really. I guess maybe they go to jetties, bull redfish.
Well, it's been a bad stretch.
Well, I mean, hey, we talked about it before. Everybody was a hero for about 3 weeks right there.
Yeah.
Dead slick. Everybody's getting them or going to get them, fixing to get them, trying to get them. And now you get this. It'll settle out. That front, two things are going to happen. That front's going to come through here and clean all that stuff up. You're going to have have some good weather. Well, that front's going to go out there about the middle of this Gulf of Mexico and set, and you're going to pull you by the east wind about 15 knots till about October the 20th.
Well, that's showing we're going to have a northeast wind for about the next 8 or 10 days.
Yeah.
See, you've got another tropical system, a wave coming. It's going to come over the Yucatan this weekend and then enter the Gulf probably Monday or Tuesday down there. They're not expecting any kind of development with it, but we may get northeast winds and rain off of it again, you know, depending
on how
thing
you're getting,
west
you
it
get
digs
same,
in, you know.
You can get the same thing you're getting right here. It's same.
Exactly.
And the front can clean all this up, or this front's going to push all that stuff out in the middle of the Gulf. And you know what it'll do? Either clean it up, or it's either going to clean it up, or you can just exit off. I had a couple people text me, said, man, you ever seen a September like that? This? I said, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Most of them, honestly. I mean, you know, you'll get a couple pretty good days, but, you know, I'll move. I mean, I'll move. I'm not going to sit here. I mean, if we pull a wind over in Louisiana, I'll leave and go over there.
Well, that's a problem. I hope the whole Gulf's full of rain over there, too.
Well, that's why I didn't go.
All the way to Florida. I mean, the whole Gulf's got rain in it.
Yeah, they got a bunch of fish over there, man, and they had a window one day and to fish, and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a really good window down there. I mean, the weather, it's just amazing. You know, I guess it's a long way. Well, that's a stupid statement, but it's a long way from here. So whatever, we looked at the weather at home. Man, it's beautiful down there. You know, it's dead flat. Well, I don't know. I'm glad we ain't at home.
Exactly.
But yeah,
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a whole different animal down there. I like it down there. It's just so far from here.
It's a
The older I get, the less I like to travel. I had a kid tell me the other day, so, man, you old-timers, y'all like to drive. I said, well, I don't. Don't put me in that category.
I don't either. I don't. But I don't like to sit. If I think I can get some, I'm gone. And, you know, we've been pretty fortunate. We hadn't had to the last few years. I mean, you know, I fished south a lot last year, but that's nothing. So you drive 2 hours, big deal.
Yeah.
This year I was getting kind of spoiled, but I just, you know, after you know, everything's dialed in and you're ready to go, and I'm sitting there looking at a window and I think I catch something, I'm gone.
You're gone. Yeah, go for
and
it.
I just, but, you know, and I learned.
Did you pull your boat?
Yeah. Oh, we destroyed it. I'm going to Chavo to my Glassman Bay. If you want to lose money, just come go with me. I destroyed everything you can destroy. Hey, man, once you get past Rivera, I mean, not really Rivera, when you get on, you know, you come out of Corpus and go south, all that $77, it ain't no different than diving down 23 going to Venice. It's nasty, man. But I didn't do anything right. I didn't take good precautions like I used to. We were in a hurry, and that always gets you. I said, let's go, man. We got to get ready. We got everything ready. But no, I just drug off. It wasn't no big deal. Oh, I destroyed everything, man.
No tire trouble or bearing trouble or anything?
No, that I didn't
That's
have.
That's a plus. That's good.
That'll probably be next time.
That's about the only trouble you didn't have.
I welded a race on my trailer going to Grand Isle 1 year. I think my total trip when I finally got to Grand Isle was like 17 hours.
Good Lord.
Oh, it's a nightmare. But it's fun. But yeah, Brian.
We'd go surfing in Port Isabel. We'd get to Corpus and go, all right, man, we're almost there. Wrong. You don't think you'll ever get there after you clear Corpus.
It's a ways, man. It's 8 hours. You drive to Venice, it's 8 hours. I mean, you know, Corpus, you know, just like, hell, Cameron thought about taking a boat down there. He said, man, Dad, we take the boat down there, you know, for riding in the SEMA. And just to go back and go dove hunting at their ranch, you got to drive 4 hours to get to South Texas.
Yeah.
I think the boat's coming back to Galveston. So, but it's cool. I think anybody wants to go down there and check it out, they should call Brian and go check it out with him. It's pretty cool. I had a good time. I went down
everybody
there.
I know that's been down there with Brian had a blast. You know, when Blaine and his buds all went down there, they had a really good time.
Yeah, he's cool. He's just like us. He's a good dude. And, you know, we took the gotcha from here down there, but I went by water and we were on a charter for TIFF down there. So I was there however many days, you know, maybe four or five days maybe, but I don't know nothing. I mean, we didn't have a car, you know, we just ran the charter and we turned around and brought the boat back to Galveston. So I wasn't running the boat. I was mate. Rick was running the boat. So I didn't really pay attention to a whole lot of nothing. But as far as me personally going down there, running around and doing anything, I ain't never done it. But it was fun. I'm glad we did. I learned a lot. I could go back now and tackle wise and kind of, you know, a little bit of an area wise and kind of figure it out a little bit. By no means, but I got it dialed in. Not by no means, but I can at least get around and at least, you know, do a little bit better.
Well, it's fun, you know, doing different things. It's like, you know, in the Troutmaster days when we worked the whole coast.
Oh, we had more fun learning stuff. I mean, that's how you learn.
Yeah, that's how you learn.
Yeah, I mean, I think between me and you and all of us done this a long time, I think we kind of got Galveston wired up. I mean, there's still some stuff to learn, but we kind of got it wired up. I like going, doing some other stuff. Just like Louisiana, it's all different from when I was going over there. All the passes change. And,
right.
You know, that was my home for, you know, 5 or 6 years. And, you know, I had it dialed in. But now, you know, if I would go, I'd go fish a couple of days with Coon, just book a couple of trips, say, hey, man, show me what's going on now, because I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Anymore. So, pretty cool, man. We had a good time. pull back, regroup, see what the. I don't see it getting no good, Mickey, really, around here till it looks like the 15th. And I was just looking at buoy weather, and right. I don't even know about the rain. That's just watching the wind. It's fit to crank Saturday and Sunday, dude. It's supposed to blow like 25 knots.
Yeah, that's across the board. That's what I'm showing.
Yeah. They get better. It's always, you know, you always get these deals, man. I wasn't worried. I'm like, all this big time, all that 3 weeks, 3.5 feet of slick weather. I said, y'all just hang on, man. This ain't normal, dude. This ain't how it works.
Calm before the storm. You know, we always see that. We'll get a big time weather pattern and go, boy, this is really nice. And then, well, don't get the cart before the horse, because it's fixing to go bad. It always
go bad, but hey, but think about this, bro. All that's going on, there ain't nobody touching no fish. Nobody's fishing. Nobody's killing. We can't kill much anyway, but everything will be tranquilo, man, when it goes back to being, you know, and September's going to suck anyway. I don't care. It's going to suck, period. But,
yeah,
you know, this is good. If we got a little cool front, and we get in October, this is helping. You're paying the price now, but this will help in the long run. It'll be cool.
Sure it will.
So then you got to dally up, man. You know, your time off, you're working on your tackle and getting ready to go, because you hit about October 10th, you put the roll about 60, 70 days, man. You better be dialed in, ready to go.
Yep.
It's time to go to work then, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you got to go back to work so you can pay for being in the tarpon fishing business.
Boy, that ain't no joke. That's, Well, we've seen years that, you know, you can get by with it and do good, make money at it, and then other years it just, well, look at this year.
Yeah, it is. Just, most of the time,
come get you some.
Yeah, I do it because I enjoy it. I have, you know, a handful of really good customers that enjoy doing it.
Sure.
That's what it's about the most stupid thing you can do if you want to kind of go make money in the charter business. But, you know, I enjoy it, and everything ain't about the money, man. Sometimes you do, you know, you do
no,
what you want.
No, it ain't. If it was about the money, we'd have left this profession 40 years ago.
We'd have quit a long time ago. I told the guy, dude, so let me tell you something, man. I make a living. I've never made any money. Never. You, me, none of us. Never made any money. I've made a living. I can go get me a job at McDonald's, work my way up, be a manager, get health care and days off, and make a hell of a lot more money than I make in the fishing business. But I ain't so going true. Fishing. I ain't going fishing. I'm at McDonald's making hamburgers. That ain't no good.
That's right. And then you'll be worried about looking out, the flags are limp. You're going, man, I ought to be on the bay today, and I'm in here flipping burgers. You just, hey that's can't have thing. It all.
Hey, that's one thing about you and I. In the last 40-something years, we don't miss nothing. We ain't missed it. I wasn't hearing about it, seeing about it. We were there. So
doing
there's
it.
Something to be said about that.
Living the dream or somebody else's nightmare.
Ain't that the truth, buddy.
All right, dog. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about getting with you some fall and winter fishing coming up, how to get hold of you, James?
Yes, sir. And we got some days, too, Mick. 409-771-7306. Always right, appreciate buddy. It, buddy.
Hey, bye, anytime. Man. You have a good day.
Bye, later. Bye.
All right. All right, that's Captain Plog down in G-Town. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. All their different size bottles on display, their regulators, diffusers, they refill your bottles there at the store. And if you need more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. It doesn't get any fresher or any better. If you're looking for the 9-12s, the 15-18s, whatever count you like, and price and availability is always good at Boyd's. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They put out some really good food at great prices. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
But I gave up.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 541 here in the Bayou City. And let's go down to the rainy coast and check in with Captain Michael Marquez this morning. We just call him Sharky. Sharky, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? You put it spot on, my friend.
It's pretty easy to predict these days.
Golly.
Y'all got web feet down there on the island yet?
Dude, we fished Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I mean, yeah, I'm over it. I mean, I'm over the rain. It's been terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the fish have been good, but
right.
Yeah. Now it's getting to the point where it ain't just raining and that wind is mixed in, and now it's real not fun. You know, it's really not going to be fun until this shapes back up. I could do rain and jumping around on storms and all that, and I don't like to do it, but I could do it. But man, you start throwing 20-mile-an-hour winds in the mix, and everything gets real not fun real quick.
I know.
So nobody's running this morning, which is probably a good thing. And we'll pick back up everything on Friday tomorrow. But of course, you know, I got amberjack trips, you know, Friday and Sunday and all that. And I mean,
yeah, the gusts full of rain, sure.
Yeah.
And it's kind of breezy, you know, northeast.
Yeah.
15 to 25, that's no fun.
Yeah, that ain't no fun. That ain't no fun at all.
You got a quarter everywhere you go.
Yeah, yep. If you can even get out there, yeah, I know it.
Northeast wind in the gut.
Yeah.
Makes for gnarly boat rides, man.
Yeah, it does. Well, I'm not going to push it, you know, anywhere crazy, you know, this time of year. You get those crazy fronts and wind fronts and all that. I don't know, Mickey. It's pretty nasty looking out there. It'd probably be a little while before we could make it offshore. I mean, thank God I was looking ahead, you know. It looks like we're not going to get rained on Saturday, Sunday, but sure as heck, it's, you know, 18 sustained all day, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be windy.
But when's that first little – I heard a rumor that there might be a little cold front running through here.
Yeah, over the weekend. Yeah, next week we're going to have some, you know, low temperatures in the mid-60s and highs in the low to mid-80s. And then, you know, staying around 70 degrees for lows for a while, that's good.
Yep.
The morning's out kind of cool anyway.
Man, I think we're ready for it. I think we're ready for that, you know, right on time.
Cool weather, 70 in the morning, you know. That.
You know, you live in Texas.
only in South Texas.
Yeah. 70's like an ice room, man. That's nice.
Light jackets.
That's right. That's right. Light jackets.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'll be doing the heavy jackets. I'm a wimp when it comes to that cold weather, buddy.
Yeah.
Golly.
Especially on those boat long boat rides.
Oh yeah. Well, man, I had a call yesterday for somebody that wanted to go do some blackfin tuna and stuff behind the shrimp boats, and I was looking, man. I think that's probably usually you can get them this time of year, but they just We did not have a lot of that going on.
No,
I think
it's been tough on that this year from what I hear from Jeff and everybody else. You know, that's been tough.
Yeah, and the year before was great. Last year was great, and the year before that was even more epic. But I don't think I caught a fish one behind a shrimp boat. I really don't. And you know what? Come to think of it, shoot, last summer we were stopping at boats all day, every day, coming back in at 40 miles, you know, doing our cobia fishing. And that just didn't happen this year. So that kind of stunk. It should, I don't know. I'm excited to really venture into trying to get out and do some, some daytime sword fishing and, you know, doing some wahoo, a little bit more far stuff, you know, during the winter time this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's flat, when it's cold, but it's flat, you know,
right.
We're out there. You got 2-3 days where it's glass smooth. You know, that's what I'm talking about, buddy. That's what I'm looking forward to doing during the winter.
You and a lot of folks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think we're owed some nice flat weather right about now. Gosh, I'm looking outside, man. It is windy and rainy, buddy.
Yep.
We are getting smacked pretty good right now.
Yeah, I'm fixing to bring radar back up.
Yeah. Let's look. I don't know how long we're going to deal with it. I think, you know, for sure all today and then maybe a little bit tomorrow. Let's see. Yeah, just rain. It kind of drops down to just rain. Not a lot of thunderstorms tomorrow.
Yeah. But
Saturday, Sunday, golly, 20 on Saturday, 22-mile-an-hour winds. That looks like that's sustained, too. That's not even gusts.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing.
Holy moly, man. First day, no rain.
Sustained.
Golly. Well, we've had such a tough week, you know. I mean, we'll probably call our customers on that and just kind of pre-warn them. It's going to be super windy and stuff. And, you know, if they want to reschedule, we will. But, man, we've had such a tough go. Having to move trips around and, you know, fishing in between storms. And only, you know, the tough part is, Mickey, you got two groups, you know, that are booked on a Saturday. And, right. You know, you only got 4-5 fishable hours throughout the whole day because of the storms and stuff. Then, you know, you're moving folks around, and it's just tough. So hopefully our groups will fish in they won't mind fishing a little bit with some wind, and we'll go try to get in some protected areas and hammer them down, you know. What do you do?
Welcome to the guide business, huh? That's the way it works. Yeah. Scrambling around, shuffling. All right, buddy. Well,
yeah. Hey,
somebody wants to shuffle around and try to get in. And when this turns, I'm sure it'll turn. But
yeah, wind is absolutely. A big
question. Give them some info, Sharky, how they can get a hold of
you. Come on with it, man. Come on with it. Let's go make some memories, guys. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. Everybody be blessed, man. Be safe on these wet roads. And we can try to go get them tomorrow and start putting a dent on them.
All right, buddy.
All right, brother. Have a blessed day, man.
Good talking to you. You bet, man. See you,
buddy. You too, brother. Have a good morning.
Later.
See you,
buddy. All right, man. All right. Now let's go up to the Big Sam. Let's check in with Mr. Randy Dearman this morning, see how he's doing. Hey, Randy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Captain Mick. Just waiting to see what's going to be today. Is it going to be 2 inches of rain, or is it going to be what? Boy, we've had a lot of them little thunderstorms.
Yeah, them little ones will kind of circle up and just come right up your way, you know, sit over your area for a little bit. And I mean, what was it, Monday or Tuesday? I looked at the whole state, and the whole state was covered in rain from the Gulf all the way up. Through the hill country, out even down south. South Texas got a bunch, and crazy.
Yeah, they've got a lot. Good for the animals down there, though.
It is.
I'll be glad when that time gets here.
Well, your lake is now at normal pool, isn't it?
It's there. It's there, right there at it. I mean, it's nothing wrong with the water. I can't figure the crappie out. I don't know what's going on. All of us are struggling, you know, to consistently catch them right now.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, there was plenty of them still, you know, early in the year. And now, I don't know. Unless they just ain't come back out, Mickey, I don't know. Something's. You know, it ain't just me. I mean, everybody out there, you know, all the guys, you know, say, man, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you'll have one of us will have a big day and catch them. and then they're gone again.
I know it.
I don't know. I've just never this time of the year, you know, when you could consistently catch a, you know, a really nice box of coffee.
Yeah.
But, it makes you wonder, you know, have we caught them all? And what's that? Ain't possible.
I don't think so. It's just, hey, the patterns we're going through right now, same way down here. It's just here today, gone tomorrow. And, well, September's kind of that kind of month for us here on the coast anyway. But up your way, y'all are usually a lot more consistent. Is your bass fishing holding up?
Bass fishing has been fair, you know. Yeah. The few times I went here lately, we still caught them good early on the topwater bait.
Mm-hmm.
And then back out, you know, after the sun gets up, seems like.
Right.
Throw a worm or a crankbait out in that 15, 18 foot of water and catch them. We did catch one big one the other day on a brush pile, or my crappie piles.
Right.
You know, it's weird. You go into your electronics, you can see them fish, and some of the piles will have what I know is, you know, a lot of fish on it. It's like they've got educated. You know? I mean,
well, true. Boat after boat pulling up to them. All day long.
Yeah, you pull up there and catch two, just whap, whap.
Right.
You know, you can see them all over swimming. Watch them.
I got you. Well, hey, Randy, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Rayburn and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Hey, 936-328-0864. Have a good get big.
Hey, you do the same, Randy. Good talking to you, man. See you. All right. That's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.